Welcome back, folks, at Manic Community Health Center, busy getting ready for their annual June Bloom fundraiser coming up June 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. in a new location this year at Stonehill College in Easton. So here to tell us all about it, Sandra McGonigal and Michelle Duggan. Ladies, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Sandra, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you as well.
Michelle, nice to meet you in person.
Yes.
For the first time.
Yes. So
great to have you here both. As I mentioned, it's the annual June Bloom fundraiser.
Yes.
But before we even talk about that, Michelle, we should talk about the fact that Manit is 45 years old this year.
Yes, yeah. June Bloom will be celebrating Manit's 45th anniversary, yeah. which we're super excited about. We're thrilled to have the opportunity to do it at our annual or semi-annual June Bloom Gala, again, coming up on Thursday, June 6th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Has there been a June Bloom, do you know, for 45 years? Is this the 45th annual?
Not for every year of our 45, but we've had it periodically, most recently in June of 2022.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I know that it's kind of the main event for Manit, right? You don't really have any other type of fundraisers.
Is our main and largest fundraiser to support all the great work that we do.
So June Bloom, I'm guessing there's a flower theme.
There are.
What gave it away, Joe?
Nothing gets by me.
Yeah, we're thrilled. So we'll be at Shields Peta Atrium at Stonehill College in Easton, okay. and we're using their large ballroom, and it'll be a wash in blooms. We've got a wonderful community partners that are donating blooms, there'll be some surprises for our guests as well, which we're really excited about.
Oh, you have to spill the beans, Michelle.
You can't just
put that out there and not tell us. What are some surprises?
So the event program, again, from 6 to 9 p.m., we will have, guests will arrive. They'll have the opportunity to have some fantastic food and drink. We'll have some fun things that are happening before leading up to a program. We'll have new this year, our flower wall, which everybody will be able to, walk away with a gorgeous bouquet of blooms.
Nice.
And then I think 10 or so of those folks will have some wonderful community or prizes that were donated from community partners, which is fun.
Okay. Gift certificates and things?
Gift certificates and some other goodies as well. In addition, we have a wonderful event raffle, and so folks will be able to purchase tickets. They can actually buy them online right now in advance of the event. They don't need to be present to win, which is great.
Good to know.
Or they can, pick those up the day of. And we've got some fantastic prizes. We've got a gorgeous Amalfi Coast basket. We've got an Encore Boston Harbor getaway.
Okay.
A fantastic cooler donated by Curry Hardware.
Oh.
We've got Jake's Seafood out of Hull has donated a big shore dinner for eight, which
Neat.
I think folks will really embrace. We've got an electric e-bike. We've got some beautiful bouquet floral artwork, some original pieces. So I could go on, but those are some kind of a sample
some of the
prizes we'll have. Yeah.
Okay. Is there still opportunity for if folks want to donate a gift?
Absolutely. They can go right to our website at manitchc.org and click through to the June Bloom webpage and find contact information there.
Okay. Very good.
Not to go on about all the fun things.
Do tell.
Yeah. We're also really excited. We've got a beautiful, a fun spin on a wine pull. So we've got a wonderful volunteer and donor, Bob Griffin from Southern Italy Wines, who is providing 100 bottles of beautiful Southern Italy wine as part of the pull. But in addition to that, as a little bit of spinoff for those that don't or prefer a non-alcoholic option, we also have EVU as well, the extra virgin olive oil. So guests will be able to pick between the two and just walk away with some fun things in hand and support the cause. So.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, very good. Now, speaking of the cause, can you talk a little bit about what the fundraiser benefits?
So it really supports our core mission at Manit, our community health mission of ensuring that primary care, behavioral health services is accessible to everybody in the community, regardless of their ability to pay, regardless of their health insurance status. And so this event specifically, we're really focusing on some of our core impact areas, and that includes pediatric and adolescent care.
Okay.
And that's actually tied into the opening of our new Taunton school-based health center, which we can talk about
as
part of our Manit Medallion.
Yeah.
Care specific to mammography and cancer screenings, vision services, and we have a couple other key causes as well that we'll be talking about at the event. So it's a great nonprofit organization to support.
That's a great point, is it's a registered 501c3 corporation.
Yep.
So all donations are tax deductible as well.
Most definitely.
So folks should keep that in mind too. And however, you service the entire community, you know, regardless of ability
correct.
To pay, yeah.
Correct.
So with insurance or non-insurance.
Yes. Anybody can walk in the doors at Man at any of our locations, right. And we can connect them to the care that they need.
Yeah, so. I think that's important to point out, because I think sometimes there's a misconception that, oh, it's a community health center, it's only for people without insurance. Not true.
Not true.
Yeah.
Right. It's for everybody.
It's,
and there's many of our services that are open to our patients, but also to our community as well. As Michelle mentioned, our vision center.
Yes.
Anybody can use our vision center.
Okay.
You don't have to be a Manette patient.
Okay.
Same thing with our pharmacy. Our navigators will help anybody with insurance enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a Manette patient. They'll help anybody. And we have SHINE counselors who can help seniors
That's
as well.
Excellent. Yeah.
So there's a lot of our programs and services that really extend to just, like you said, I mean, everybody in the community.
Yeah, we should talk, Sandra, we should talk about the growth of Manette over the past few years. It's really expanded, certainly beyond what it started out as 45 years ago.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yes, we started out with our humble beginnings in Howe's Neck 45 years ago.
Yeah.
Today, we have 8 primary care
it's
sites.
Astounding.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We have 4 sites here in Quincy. So we have our largest site in North Quincy. We still have our Howe's Neck site and our Snug Harbor site, which is located right within the public housing complex there. But we just most recently opened a primary care site at the new Housing Resource Center at Father Bill's in Mainspring.
Yes.
So we're really excited about that to provide easy access for the guests there.
But not only them, right?
Not only them.
All.
So
yeah.
We have our site in Hull, and we have 2 sites now in Taunton.
Yes.
We opened a site in 2014, which is our second busiest site, but we also opened a school-based health center at the end of 2023.
Right.
It's located right on the campus of Taunton Public Schools, their high school and their middle school and their welcome center. So we have a primary care site right there. So that's very exciting. And we also have a site in Attleboro.
Mm-hmm.
So, and our patients really come to us from all of the communities.
I would think all of southeastern Massachusetts, probably.
Right down to the Rhode Island border.
Yes.
Right up
from.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you might not know this or not, but I wanted to ask anyway. Have you seen with the crisis that's going on with Steward Healthcare?
Have you seen a few things.
Really?
I mean, not that, you know, we understand that, you know, that causes a lot of angst with a lot of patients and so forth, but, you know, we're always going to have our doors open for whoever needs us.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a few other instances. There was an instance when Compass Medical closed suddenly.
Oh, right.
And, you know, we had patients who came to us, and we, you know, were made sure that we had access for them.
Of course.
So really for whoever needs.
Well, I think it's important to just point out that you're there for those folks.
That's really,
you know,
it.
Because it might come to mind right away
if
they'd been a patient for a long period of time with one particular healthcare provider.
Yep.
But, you know, Manette is there. And that's kind of the motto of community health centers, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
It's you know, making sure that people who, like you said before, you know, regardless of your status or whatever, that the access is easy and that, you know, people can get care and get into care easily, and that will break down whatever barriers are existing that's preventing people from getting their care.
Can we talk a little bit about the Manette Medallion Award that'll be given out during June, Bloom? Michelle?
So that's one of the big highlights
of
the event that we're really looking forward to, or really excited about.
Yeah.
So we'll be presenting 2 medallion awards.
Okay.
Yep. And one is to the City of Quincy Community Development Block Grant Program, which really has been an incredible supporter of the health center right from its inception.
Yep.
Manette wouldn't have
that's
been
how
able
it started,
to.
Right?
That's how we started.
Funding from that, yeah.
And most recently, right up until their latest investment in our radiology mammography suite. So, we're really excited to be able to have our colleagues from the city join us for the event and present that. The other award will be going to the City of Taunton School Committee for their support in helping us open our first school-based health center.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Okay. What I think it's important to point out about the Medallion Award is you don't give it out all the time. It's not just everybody gets an award.
No, not at all. It's presented and selected by our board of directors just periodically when we, you know, see that there's, you know, people who are exceptionally deserving.
Yes, yeah, have really contributed to the mission of MANET, right? So to be recognized for that. So yeah, Michelle, you wanted to add something?
Yeah. Yeah, no, just I think it's going to be a really special night, and we've got just wonderful support from the community stepping up not only in celebration of our MANET Medallion recipients and celebrating their great work, but also just MANET's mission and work in the community. So, you know, really appreciate all the folks that have purchased tickets, that have sponsored the event, and you can check those out on our website as well.
Yep. Tickets are still available.
Yes, so we have tickets as, of course, a nod to our 45th year. Tickets are $145 this year.
Okay.
A pair of tickets being $245.
Oh.
And we do have a senior ticket for $85 as well.
Okay.
And those are definitely still available leading right up to June 6th.
Okay. Do you know about how many folks you're expecting?
Yeah, we're expecting over 350 guests. And so we're going to fill that ballroom right up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
is,
do you have a goal for the fundraiser itself?
Yeah, we're hoping to raise over $150,000, so I think we're going to get there.
Yeah, it sounds like you will.
Yeah.
What was the thought behind changing the venue to Stonehill?
Yes, you know, really looking to find a location that was central to all the communities that we serve across the, you know, the South Shore and Southeastern Mass, and so as we were looking for a new location, Stonehill College really just came up as a wonderful partner, and that we're excited to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, now you're in Taunton and Attleboro, so it's closer to that region as well. Sandra, do you know, the center in Taunton, is that the first time that there's been a health center in a public school setting?
No, there's a whole school-based health center program
That
through the DPH and HRSA, but it's our first school-based health center, so we're really excited about it.
I'm sure,
yeah.
So it begs the question, where else are you gonna be going to?
It does beg the question.
And you don't know. You're not gonna divulge.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Okay. Well, I know that your executive director Cynthia Serra is committed to this cause and has been for a very long time before she held this position.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure there'll be more great things to come.
And she sends her well wishes to you.
Yes, and right back to her, Michelle. So can we maybe run down the actual itinerary that evening of June Bloom?
Oh, sure.
When folks arrive at 6:00. What will they see?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So folks can arrive right at 6:00. They'll get checked in.
Okay.
We have a wonderful group of volunteers that are supporting the event. They'll be able to come in, and from about 6 to 7 o'clock or so, they'll be able to enjoy some great hors d'oeuvres and some fantastic food stations, as well as you know, some appetizers and drinks and whatnot. They'll be able to enjoy the wine pool and the Evu pool, like we were talking about.
Yeah.
Purchase raffle tickets and be a part of the flower wall, which is great. All those fun things, and of course, you know, network and mingle with a fantastic group of you know. Staff, patients, partners, vendors, elected officials that have really come together from across the South Shore for this event. And then we'll run a program about a half hour or so. We'll be able to, you know, share that MANET mission with the community and with all of our guests, award that MANET medallion, which we're so pleased to do. There'll be a live fundraising peel for those who want to really continue to invest in MANET's great work. And then after that, they'll be able to enjoy dessert and just be a part of the event till we wrap up about 9:00.
Okay, so it sounds very casual. It's not like a formal sit-down type of thing. It's just
no, you know, we have, of course, a few reserved VIP tables for some of our sponsors and our honorees. But besides that, we really just wanted to keep it fun and let our guests be mobile.
To be able to mingle and really
socialize, right?
Socialize.
Make it
a social event. Tell me about the arrangements for transportation.
Yes, so we wanted to make sure that Stonehill College was accessible to everybody. So we do have a bus that will be running from MANET, our North Quincy location at 110 West Squanum Street, over to Stonehill College, and then of course return back about 8:45 that evening. Okay. So if anybody's interested in transportation, we don't want that to be a barrier. They can reach out to us via the contact information on the website, and we can arrange for transportation.
Super. That's free? No
free of charge.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Very nice.
Yep.
Okay. It's because it could be a deterrent for folks in this area,
exactly.
To get down to Easton. But from that area, you're in their backyard, right?
Exactly. Yep. And it's not too far of a trip, and I think it'll be lots of fun for folks that want to hop on that bus. So
absolutely. Yep. You mentioned still an opportunity for sponsorship. What about for raffle items?
Yes. Folks can either, if they're not able to attend the event in person, they can just purchase raffle tickets on our website at any point.
Okay.
And they can also purchase them, of course, the night of. We'll be pulling the names, but if somebody isn't present to win, we'll let them know the day after the event if they're the big winner.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Sandra, we just have about a minute left, but we did want to mention that Manit has received the LGBTQ plus healthcare equality leader designation, a point of pride, I'm sure.
We're so pleased to have this award, especially leading up to June when we're doing our pride festivities and so forth. But I mean, it's really something that we focus on 365 days a year. So we're very, very excited about that and very proud.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Anything else we should add about Manit or about June Bloom?
No.
I think we hit all the highlights.
Just looking forward to
see you
seeing
there.
People, yes.
Get your tickets right up to the event.
You got it, yeah.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Always a pleasure. You're very welcome.